In Ireland, nothing gets us talking like lions.
Tea?
Small talk.
Well, Jimmy, shocking weather we're having.
Big talk.
Even I could have played county. Office talk.
I'm MIA in the AM, but I'll circle back on the KPIs.
Real talk.
Milk before tea? Should be a criminal offence.
You could say we talk too much.
But the truth is,
we don't talk nearly enough. Lions. Puts the talk into tea.
98FM. All day. Big breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
This is 50 Shades of Jay, and you are listening to Brendan's Bit.
98FM.
Well, Brendan, you've got some more food news from Italy after we heard from Parmesan himself.
Yes, that is on the way. Up first this Friday morning, though.
If you go out in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise.
An AI-powered talking teddy bear has been whipped off the shelves after people realised it could get a bit saucy.
A teddy bear?
Yeah. In test conversations with the bear named Kuma, researchers found it was more than happy to get a little kinky.
Okay, this is very weird.
Very. Apparently, quite easy to get Kuma to talk about things including role play. Right?
Okay.
If you go down to the woods today, indeed. Not ideal for a $99 toy bear. The researchers found the AI within the bear meant it also started to come up with other ideas for adults of its own. Right?
Okay.
Great knowledge on things like positions, step-by-step instructions for beginners, and even handcuffs. Kuma has been swiftly taken off the shelves.
While say Kuma.
Kuma. the bear has been swiftly taken off the shelves while the AI is reprogrammed.
Yeah.
Not great.
Not great at all.
No. Up next, I love records like these because you and me can compare them to the size of us, right? Do you remember we had a woman a few years ago? Was her name Tammy?
Yeah, did she have a long beard or was it long hair?
I think she had pretty long hair.
Her hair was the length of my
whole
body.
Her hair was taller than you were. Yeah. Well, in a similar kind of story now this morning, a woman in New York has just taken the title for the world's biggest afro. Her name is Jessica Martinez, and her afro officially has a circumference of 6'2".
No way.
That is taller than you and me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she said it took a team of three people to measure it properly. And when she won, they stuck a little crown on her head. But like it really looked quite lost in all her fabulous hair.
Yeah.
Finally this morning, it's been a roller coaster of a week for the Italians. First, we learned that they've sneakily been importing tomato paste from China for years.
Yeah, they have.
Then we find out they've got Parmesan, a Hollywood agent, to get it gigs on TV and movie screens.
Actual agent for that cheese.
And like not any, like it was an agent that like you've heard. Was
United.
United. Like they're huge.
I'm pretty sure like that's a who's who. Like
it's Kate Winslet.
Yeah,
I think it's everyone, right? Well, I'm sorry to break the news, but things have taken a downward turn again because Italy, the home of tiramisu, has just lost at the World Tiramisu Championships.
Oh, no.
Mamma mia.
Not the tiramisu.
Like, how does this happen? So, the World Trophy of Professional Tiramisu is the name of the competition. It took place in Rome a few days ago. A home defeat, worse again.
Mm.
It was all very bake-off, right? Competitors were given a set amount of time and asked to make one classic and one creative tiramisu, right?
I love tiramisu.
Same.
I'm going to need to get tiramisu
now. I had one in a back street in Rome somewhere. I don't even know the name of the place. There was a Labrador on the floor. It was delicious, right? So Morocco came third.
Yeah.
Italy placed second.
Oh, that stings. That hurts.
Very ash. Which means the home of tiramisu itself lost out to Japan.
Oh.
Japan's showstopper looked like a grand piano with the perfect balance of espresso, is it mascarpone or mascarpone?
I think I say mascarpone, but that's just me putting on a bit of an accent.
Soft cheese.
Yeah.
And cherry. People
cherry?
Who, yeah, cherry. Is there cherry in all of them? Anyway, they
went they with obviously just decided to do something a little bit different. Yeah.
People who went to watch the competition, this is really funny, they described it as fun and brutal.
Mm.
Obviously, things get really intense on Bake Off, so I'm sure it was the same.
Of course.
Yeah, but I'm just like, it would be like similar to like Ireland losing out on
a potato championship.
Yeah, or like Stew. Boiled bacon and cabbage. Stew.
Yeah. Have you ever made tiramisu?
No, I haven't. Have you?
I did a cooking class in Rome and the dessert was tiramisu, but it was a bit of a speedy one. So they had the ladyfinger biscuits.
I love ladyfinger.
And you soaked them in coffee and then they became spongy.
Lovely. I just like, I used to make trifle with my nan. Okay, I'm off to soak me lady fingers. That is Brendan's bit.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. 98 FM's Worldwide Red.
Well, you've all the showbiz news this morning.
I do. First up, Celebrity Big Brother has been scrapped from ITV's springtime schedule. The news comes just days after Leighton Live was axed as well. The show won't return in March and April to make way for some other programming, but will instead air later in 2026. It was previously confirmed that Celebrity Big Brother is going to move from ITV to ITV2 as well.
Oh.
So I don't know what's going on there.
I thought the celeb version does quite well.
And then the civilian series, is that still airing at the moment?
The word civilian just really tickles me.
Are they going to do them back to back?
I haven't a clue. Do you know what? I say, oh, that's awful. I haven't watched any of it since it came back.
I've watched Celebrity Big Brother the last two seasons when Sharon was on with Louis, and then last year when JoJo Siwa was on with Chris Hughes.
I thought it was thrilling to watch. Are they still together?
They are still together. Yeah, they did some Christmas photo shoot earlier on this week. So moving to a different time of the year for Celebrity Big Brother. Next up, Dermot O'Leary is the latest star to throw his hat in the ring for Celebrity Traitors.
Oh, yeah, brilliant.
He told Heat magazine that he would find it hard to turn down the show, but he reckons he would be a terrible traitor. He also said that he'd have no interest in hosting Strictly.
Okay.
He says he's done the Saturday night thing, that's grand, been there, done that, got the t-shirt. Meanwhile, some very juicy behind-the-scenes secrets from the traitors have been revealed.
Oh, please tell me.
So a gal called Kate Phillips, who is the BBC content chief, she was a guest on the Rest is Entertainment podcast this week.
I used to listen to that all the time and I've dropped off.
Yeah, I need to give that
another
go.
I'm obviously missing out.
Richard Osmond, like, what a genius.
Genius.
Anyway, Kate was on this podcast and the summary of the juicy bullet points has been put up on X by Super TV.
Which is a great account.
Yeah. So first up, Alan Cumming was originally meant to be the host of The Traitors UK.
No.
The dates didn't work out.
Thank God.
Well, he obviously does the US version of the show.
He does a great job.
Claudia is just...
1,000,000%.
Also, the original plan was to film The Traitors in Costa Rica.
What? That wouldn't have worked either.
No.
That's so weird.
Claudia, we knew this. Claudia didn't want to ever do a celebrity version of the show, right? But listen to what they did. So Stephen Fry was the first celebrity to sign up.
Yeah.
And that obviously convinced her more, and then it convinced all the other cast members.
No way.
Because, you know, you'd go, well, if Stephen Fry is doing
this is going to be good.
And also, Alan Carr first said no to taking part in Celebrity Traitors, and then Kate from the BBC took him for lunch to persuade him.
That's amazing. Like, imagine Alan Carr saying, this has changed his whole career.
It has. It's changed the game. And it's just been the best reality TV series I think we've seen for so long.
I love finding out stuff like that.
But can you imagine if all those things didn't fall into place?
It just wouldn't be the show that it is at all.
I just think sometimes work out in the way they're supposed to. Finally this morning, yesterday, we were chatting all about Victoria Beckham sitting in her sitting room singing Viva Forever with her son. Viva Forever.
And David on the harmonies.
David chiming in at the end. I really did like the dynamic between Victoria and Cruz, though. And also, apparently Cruz is launching a music career.
Oh, really?
And the Beckhams have reportedly booked out. I don't know if it's not Royal Albert Hall. It's some other venue.
Yeah.
And he's doing some gig.
Okay. Yeah. I hope it goes better than Brooklyn's cookery career.
Well, this is it. Well, also, Mel C has confirmed that the Spice Girls are in talks to reunite for their 30th anniversary. I said Mel C, not Mel B.
I thought you said B.
Because Mel B's always breaking the news. Yeah. Well, Sporty Spice was on Good Morning America this week to promote her new album called Sweat, her ninth studio album.
Amazing.
And when asked about the reunion, Mel C said, I remain optimistic. It's our 30th anniversary next year. We toured in 2019. We did a few stadium shows in the UK. It was incredible. So that's very positive.
It's totally happening.
If we get Line of Duty Season 7 and the Spice Girls reunion in the same year.
And into the World Cup.
I won't be able to come.
No, there'll be a lot going on. We need all this.
What a time to be alive. Yeah. You can check out all the latest entertainment stories on 98FM.com.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.